Have you come to the Red Sea place in your life where in spite of all you can do, there is no way out, there is no way back, there is no other way but through? Well, ancient Israel did. Under the leadership of Moses, 3 million Hebrews fled the bondage of the Egyptian Pharaoh. They traveled to the east toward the Red Sea and the desert beyond. 10 dread plagues had fallen upon Egypt by the hand of the Lord, and the nation had suffered until Pharaoh was willing to release the enslaved Hebrews. So they marched out of Egypt in great joy and a spirit of victory. And then the trouble came. You can read the biblical account in Exodus chapters 14 and 15. Pharaoh and his counselors suddenly realized what would happen to the economy and industry of their nation if they lost all those Hebrew workmen. So they sent an army to turn them back into Egypt and back into servitude. Now God had directed Moses on the exact route that the Hebrews were to follow, and he brought them to the coast of the Red Sea, and there they camped by the command of the Lord. Before them lay the sea, and then behind them came the army of Egypt to return them to bondage. They could not fight against that well-trained army, for it was the greatest fighting force in the world at that time. And they could not take their people with their livestock and provisions across the sea. So they were in an impossible situation. And that is the theme of this study. How do you deal with the impossible situations that you face in life? You have faced them, haven't you? It may be financial loss, critical illness, children in rebellion, betrayal by those you trust. But whatever the nature of the situation, how do you see it through? Well, God has the answer. First, accept the fact that those impossible situations come to the best of God's people. They were faced by the prophet Elijah, by Joshua, by the apostle Paul. Your problem is no indication that God has deserted you. It is rather the opportunity for Him to show Himself strong on your behalf. Then second, notice that impossible situations arise sometimes when you're under the direct leading of God. Moses led Israel in the direction and encamped at the exact place which God had told him to go. He could have been no more in the place of God's assignment than he was when the army of Egypt approached and prepared to attack. Now, your problems are no indication that you're out of the will of God or that He is disciplining you. It has been said, trouble is but the shadow of God's wings as He draws near to bestow a blessing. When God wants to give you a special revelation of Himself and the sufficiency of His grace, He often does it through trials. So look for what He is saying to you through those impossible situations you face. Why did God permit the Egyptians to challenge the Hebrews at the Red Sea? So He could show His power and deliverance and break Egypt's resistance to the Hebrew conquest of Palestine. And why did God allow the Hebrews to run out of water and food in the desert? So He could show His provision in giving them water from the rock and food from the manna. You see, through that, He taught them that man does not live by food only, but by the Word of God. They would have missed so much learning about God if they had not faced those impossible situations. They were frightened when they faced their problems, but they profited so much by their experience. The difficulties faced by the people of God might bring delight to their enemies, for when Pharaoh's guards reported the direction taken by Moses and the fleeing Hebrews, the emperor and his counselors were delighted. They knew that would lead them into the desert. You see, Moses had traveled southeast rather than northeast, which was the direct route to Palestine. So the Egyptians knew that the Hebrews were come face to face with the Red Sea. With the army of Egypt behind, there were only two things the Hebrews could do. They could turn and fight the well-trained Egyptian army, but that'd be foolhardy. Or they could march into a valley which would take them right back into Egypt and their former bondage. Pharaoh's general must have laughed at what a poor military strategist Moses' God had proven himself to be. They were assured of victory as they ordered their army after their former slaves. But they reckoned without God. That's the same mistake many people make today when faced with difficulties. For even the Hebrews did not know to trust God when they realized how impossible their situation was. They felt Moses had made a mistake, and they did not reckon on the help of God. they'd never faced such a situation before and were dismayed. Seeing no way out, they were like the servant of the prophet Elisha. For seeing him and his master surrounded by the army of the enemies, he cried, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" Now, those who deal with life's issues without involving God in the issue will always be filled with dismay. In all your difficulties, remember that God is there. Someone wrote, "In all your trials, all your pain, in every time of need, God knows, He sees, He hears, He cares, for He's a friend indeed." Remember that proverb, "Trouble is but the shadow of God's wings as He draws near to bestow a blessing." Now, the Red Sea was not the only impossible situation faced by Moses as he led his people from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Palestine. After crossing the Red Sea by a miracle of God, they soon exhausted their water supply. And how much water would it take each day to supply 3 million people and all their livestock as they traveled in the desert? But God gave them water from a rock in another miracle. Then they exhausted their food supply. And God gave them bread by causing dew to fall in the desert and leaving the grains when the dew died. They called it manna, which means, "What is it?" Now, why did God permit them to suffer lack and then supply their need with a miracle? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 answers that question with these words, "He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord." You see, God permitted them to get into situations it was impossible for them to handle, that He might show them His sufficiency. And thus they learned great spiritual lessons, and they had a basis for a greater faith in God. Is that why the impossible situations arise in your life? Yes, it is. Your troubles are not beyond God's concern. Neither are they beyond His power to provide whatever you need to come victoriously through them. He permits you to face those situations to humble you and to lead you to trust Him more than ever before. So thank God, therefore, for those situations you cannot handle yourself, for then He will work in your behalf. Father, we trust You in bad times as well as good. And we trust You to make our impossible situations possible by Your provision. We pledge to face all conditions in life with faith and without complaint because we know You're with us. And so we renew our commitment to You in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.